Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dan Rome is here. Dan's back, folks. Yeah, Dan Rome, a visual thinking expert, president of Digital Rome, Inc., author of so many books I can't see over the stack here, including the bestseller, The Back of the Napkin, and a brand new one out right now called Draw to Win, a crash course on how to lead, sell, and innovate your way in with your visual mind. He's our good friend, Dan Rome. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's good to be back. How are you?
Great. It's good to have you back. So Dan, as I told the audience, you know, I know you got your famous whiteboard, and you do a lot of television, have over the years. But it's no hill for a climber, right? You can show us what the importance of the visual image, even on the radio.
Well, Jim, let's see if I can't try to create some pictures in your audience's mind by using the words I say to create some drawings. Let's see if we can do that.
So tell us, what draw to win, what does that mean?
Well, I think that all of us, especially in small business, we know what winning means. It's a pretty straightforward thing. There's a lot of different terms for it. The way I look at it is winning is really being able to take some leadership and get some success. And that could be personal success. That could be financial success. Whatever you think is important. And what I'm simply saying is I have a secret weapon. I have a secret sauce on how to do that a little bit better, something you have never really been told before, which is if you use your visual mind, that's a simple way of saying if you draw pictures while you talk, your ability to sell things to people is going to go right through the roof. Your ability to innovate for yourself is going to go right through the roof. And all of a sudden that you're going to find that because you are the person holding the pen and drawing the simple pictures that other people understand, people are going to look to you as the leader. And there are some pretty profound neurobiological and cognitive reasons why that is so, and I would love to try to describe them to you.
I was in the process of putting a group together for a project that I was interested in, I thought they would be interested in. As I thought about what we were going to be doing, I was holding the meetings myself in my office. I went over to my whiteboard and I drew off an image, a fairly elaborate image that took up the whole whiteboard. It just was in my mind, but it needed to come out, and I put it out on paper. It wasn't a lot of words. It was a lot of drawings. And I'm not that good at drawing either. And it turns out that we used that board for the rest of our meetings, for the rest of several meetings after that. If I hadn't done that, I don't think the meeting would have been as good if I hadn't let those images come out of me, so to speak.
Well, Jim, you've just made the best sale about my work ever, because that is what you just described is exactly what I do every single day and what Draw to Win is really about. And you just said a couple of things that are very powerful. Number one, I don't care if you can draw well or not. When I talk to people about drawing, I'm not talking about some kind of artistic process.
Right.
I'm simply talking about a thinking process. Can you describe, and let's see if we can't try this right now. Imagine that you and I were in a meeting and we did have a whiteboard between us and we were talking about, I don't know, competition to radio or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if we drew a circle right in the middle of the whiteboard and we said, this circle, this represents us. This is Jim Blasingame's radio station and radio audience and radio network. Got it. And then I drew another circle over here to the right, maybe a little bit smaller. And I said, this is someone else's radio network. I don't know, one of your competitors or something like that. But then I drew a really big circle around all of them. And I said, this circle, this huge one, represents the entire radio audience.
The universe.
Jim, whose circle's big? And you'd be able to see it. And it's so simple. But by mm-hmm. virtue of being able to see those circles, something that would have been abstract now becomes concrete. And once it's concrete, we can talk about it in a way that makes sense to everyone around the table.
Mm-hmm. And I've witnessed this several times in my career, as many people have. Somebody, especially someone who knows what they're talking about, who is a leader will walk up to a board and draw something out. I mean, I have seen inspiration coming out in the tip of a magic marker, Dan. Just somebody literally was inspired by what was going on, and they had to get up and draw it out.
Well, probably the most famous example of this goes all the way back, it's a few years back, 1967, the founding of Southwest Airlines. Two guys were sitting in a bar in Texas, Rollin King and Herb Kelleher, and they were talking and talking, and finally Rollin King picked up a pen, and on the napkin there in the bar, he drew a little triangle, and he said, at one apex of this triangle, you have Houston, at another one, you have San Antonio, and the other one, you have Dallas, three most important business areas in Texas. Hey, Herb, he said, I've got an idea. Let's draw and create an airline that connects those three points on the triangle. Southwest Airlines was born. And the examples, Jim, are countless.
Believe well, how about Art Laffer's? How about the Laffer curve? Are you familiar with that? I'm sure.
Oh, I am. In fact, I've actually spoken to Dr. Laffer a couple of times about his curve. So the idea there being, you probably know this, during the Ford administration back in 1974, President Ford was thinking about alternatives to thinking through income taxes, and he brought in Dr. Laffer from University of Chicago. And Dr. Laffer, sitting there at dinner one night with Ford's President Ford's chief of staff at a restaurant there in Washington, D.C., drew a little XY plot, and on the X, he said, this is the income tax rate, and on the Y, he drew out, this is how much money the government collects. And then he drew a curve connecting them, and what the curve showed was at some point, out of the far reaches of the curve, reducing the rate of taxation actually increased the amount of money the government collected.
Dynamic scoring was born.
Dynamic scoring was born. Not only that, supply side economics was born.
Yeah.
Reaganomics was born from that very little napkin. Yeah. And in fact, I just heard this. That napkin, literally, Jim, that napkin is now in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C.
How about that? Yeah. So yeah. Who knows, folks, what could happen? So I've got about a minute, 30 seconds before we go to a break. Last thoughts on this point.
Oh, absolutely. Well, if you want to be a leader and you want people to follow what you're trying to explain to them, you've got to show them your destination. And the easiest way to show your destination or your vision is to draw a picture of it. They don't call it a vision statement because they want a whole string of words. They call it a vision statement because people want to see a picture.
The book is called Draw to Win. You want to give us a website, Dan?
Yeah, it's danroam.com, DanRoam.com.
Draw to Win, of course, is his best-selling book, The Back of the Napkin, was outstanding, which we helped him launch a few years ago. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Dan if some people don't draw because they're self-conscious about their ability, or maybe they just don't like to get up in front of people or whatever. How do we break folks out of that? That's coming up right after the break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Chicago to take us out. Feeling like
I. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.